Dr. Hill Explains, where I invite you to join the science teaching conversation with me about
podcast while driving, reciting the periodic table. Do this periodically. I periodically recall the periodic table just to test the memory circuits, and I give it with really no preparation whatsoever. So, oh, I can't do podcasts. Oh, periodic table. So, here we go. Hydrogen, helium, lithium, beryllium, boron, carbon, nitrogen, oxygen, fluorine, neon, sodium, magnesium, aluminium, silicon, phosphorus, sulfur, chlorine, argon, potassium, calcium, scandium, titanium, vanadium, chromium, manganese, iron, cobalt, nickel, copper, zinc, gallium, germanium, arsenic, selenium, bromine, krypton, rubidium, strontium, yttrium, zirconium, niobium, molybdenum, technetium, ruthenium, rhodium, palladium, silver, cadmium, indium, tin, antimony, tellurium, iodine, xenon, cesium, barium, lanthanum, cerium, praseodymium, neodymium, promethium, samarium, europium, gondolium, terbium, dysprosium. I really feel that's not quite right. Gondolium, terbium, dysprosium, there's another element in there. erbium, thorium, dysprosium, holmium, erbium, thorium, yttrium, lutetium, hafnium, tantalum, tungsten, rhenium, osmium, iridium, platinum, gold, mercury, thallium, lead, bismuth, plutonium, astatine, radon, francium, radium, actinium, thorium, proactinium, uranium, neptunium, plutonium, americium, curium, Berkeley, californium, Fermium, Einsteinium, Mendelevium, Nobelium, Lawrencium, Rutherfordium, Dubnium, Seaborgium, Borium, Think. Hasnium, Metrium, Dromstratium, Rotgenium, Copernican, Flervium, Nipponium, oh, four more to go. There's Moscovium, ah, yes, Livermorium, there you go, that's not a stupid name, Tennesseum and Organiseum, there you go, go through. Shows how the memory goes, coming around here, mate. Okay, so yeah, there's the periodic table to get through, and gee whiz. Now what I'm going to do is actually, because I've got some heavy traffic that I'm going through, I'm just going to repeat it again and see if I can just get it more of a trip through. So I must admit my memory is failing me. I can't even remember the areas that I tripped up on. So it's hydrogen, helium, lithium, beryllium, boron, carbon, nitrogen, oxygen, fluorine, neodymium, sodium, magnesium, aluminium, silicon, phosphorus, sulfur, chlorine, argon, potassium, calcium, scandium, titanium, vanadium, chromium, manganese, iron, cobalt, nickel, copper, zinc, gallium, germanium, selenium, boron, krypton, rubidium, strontium, yttrium, zirconium, niobium, molybdenum, technetium, ruthenium, rhodium, palladium, silver, zinc, yeah, gallium, germanium, terbium, gallium, germanium, no, selenium, bromine, xenon, oh yeah, cesium, barium, lanthanum, cerium, praseodymium, neodymium, promethium, samarium, europium, gandalum, terbium, dysprosium, holmium, erbium, thulmium, yttrium, tissium, hafnium, just check I'm not crashing into anyone. What's it? Hafnium. Hafnium. Tantalum. Titanium. Rhenium. Osmium. Iridium. Platinum. Gold. Mercury. Thallium. Lead. Bismuth. Plutonium. Oh, sorry, not plutonium. Polonium. Acetine. Radon. Francium. Radium. Actinium. Thorium, proactinium, uranium, neptunium, polonium, americium, curium, Berkeley, californium, fermium, einsteinium, molybdenum, nobelium, yeah, there you go, Lawrencium, Rutherfordium, Dubnium, Seaborgium, Boron, Astium, Metrium, Dramstatium, Rotgenium, Copernicum, Fluvium, Liponium, Moscovium, Livermorium, it's coming up quite quickly. Tanisium, I love that. Organisium, there you go, 118, pretty quickly. There you go, so it's all coming through. It's just, I'm not going to test myself going down the various lists. So there you go, that's the periodic table, and I've done that without crashing into anybody. That's quite a mental feat. So yeah, that's the periodic table, and it's hard to say. What's actually happened is my detailed knowledge of the exact structure of DNA is sort of gone, faded a bit, but I've sort of got more functional value of DNA. This is another thing, the fact that DNA wants to spring apart, you know, wants to form a line, so it's compressed, sort of like it's not springy, it's springy between layers, it wants to keep it across. It's oily in the inside, it's deoxied. So deoxy means it's less water attracting, so it's water repelling on the inside, so it tends to stick to each other and put its water attracting area on the outside. And so it's sort of oily on the inside, and so that means that if the RNA gets matched, this is oil, but it's got oxygen on it, so it gets ripped off the DNA into the water. But this area that I didn't really fully comprehend about DNA's interaction with itself, i.e. repels itself, it wants to spring out. So it's this entire, it's like this genie, which is really difficult to contract. So it fills the nucleus full, and then when it produces RNA, the RNA is repelled from it and attracted into the water. And then it's attracted into the water, and then it's expelled from this slightly oily DNA. It makes a watery compound inside it, which it then wants to exclude, and so your RNA gets pumped out. And this is something I didn't quite understand. How the RNA goes out through the pores is mind-blowing. And I suppose the other thing which rather gets me is that there's a whole heap of big machinery. I think we don't really understand what's inside, because there's a whole big set of enzyme machinery built inside the nucleus, and there's only small pores for the RNA to come out. How do those big machines, which divide, copy, how do all those things get inside that nucleus? There's got to be more machinery than we are possibly thinking of going in there. So that's an idea. So what's happening is that my functional knowledge of molecules are disappearing, fading. Oh no, it's not a functional knowledge. A functional knowledge is coming into view, but the actual sighting of molecules, like I can sort of, see things, but I'm going to have to really get that basis back into memory, re-scan them. I can sort of know that there's a 6 and a 5 and a pyramid and where the nitrogens are, just a bit foggy and fuzzy to me for it all to go. So that ends the period of remembering. So I'm just really trying to improve the memory here, and when I get back I will be no doubt told off, but I want to really get back onto my computer and see whether this new software, which I've really programmed it a time ago and forgotten totally about where I can instruct it to say, oh look, the last, so really you want your, so as if you imagine a file list producing, it produces a file list, and the highest one is the most recent. So I want you to construct the most recent one at the back, and the lowest file number, the one further down the page, I want you to put that in first, then stitch the one above that, and then the one above that, and then that will sort of invert and actually be something recorded in the most recent order. So what happens in a file, normally the most recent file is on the top. So if you want to synthesize something, start from the bottom up. However, I said in the case where I give you this special signal, which is, I just put it, give it a plus, make sure I'm cruising down. So I've just gone through a school zone here, and it's sort of police picnic day. Anyone in a school zone, and they don't make you feel happy about going fast through a school zone. It's sort of like there's no, there's, you know, the fine goes through, there is no question, no doubt. They'll all, I don't think barristers would take, nothing would save you from going through a school zone. Yeah, the idea is that at the end of a series of podcasts where you want to summarize it, you don't want a summary at the end because everyone will be dead by the time they listen to it. And you know, no one's going to listen to the summary, so you want the summary pushed up forward. So that's a piece of software which I put in, and I just really want to check whether it's actually done it. And then I have to do the next piece of software, which is allowing people outside the to generate quiz content. So that's the thing that's killing me. It's quiz content, you know, to generate the content, to produce it, and just keep on going through. It's just pretty a mad thing. So I'm just going to stop now and just slightly speeding. Bye. Thanks for listening.
Another story comes to a close. It's been a pleasure sharing this moment in time with you. May you discover truly amazing things, understand them, and tell others. Thanks for listening.